Hanson will be recapping this week in high school football and taking a look on to next week along with a few extras and a word from area coaches. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or just redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. Team effort here now. It is what? It is strictly prohibited. All right. Good work, team, there. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Kayla Carson, Mackenzie Price in the booth tonight here as Cassidy ready to kick this one off right to left across your radio. Doing the duties, number 55, the senior kicker, Sam Boots. Cassidy's quarterback, of course, Mason Erla. Key running back, Sawyer Cuthrell and crew. Standing at his own 4-yard line is number 21, Terrence Dubes, senior running back, linebacker. In front of him at the 17-yard line are two white jerseys. Number 11 for Lakers, Brennan Wisner. And at the other on the near sideline, that looks like it's number 18, Brandon Wischlager. Cassidy ready to kick this off on an absolutely beautiful night here in Cassidy, Michigan on WLM Sports, and we are underway. The kick is up. It bounces at the 17-yard line, picked up right there by the white jerseys. Number 11, Brennan Wisner, dives to the middle of the field and drags his defender all the way down to the 34-yard line on a nice little return there. 417 yards, and it'll be first and 10 from Cassidy as they're putting the ball down at the 35-yard line. So 65 yards stand between them and a score for the Lakers. Cassidy on defense, number 10, the captain, Jack Stern, the senior, looking to the sideline for the call on defense.
Tackler there on special teams for Cassidy, number 44, Brandon Horn.
Lakers coming out. And a Maryland eye, or power eye, excuse me, to the left. Wide out to the left as well, and they hand it off to number 21, Terrence Dubes. He gets out to the 36 for a yard, maybe two according to the spot. It'll bring up second and 9 for the Lakers.
He ran right into defensive lineman number 75, Ethan Monti.
Second and 9 now for Lakers, now at their own 36-yard line. Same formation, power line to the left. Dustin Cady looking to pass. This one is caught by number 1, Seth Bowles, the wide receiver, sophomore. He's out near the first down marker of the 45. No official word yet brought down by Sawyer Cuthrell. And they're actually going to say third down, an 8-yard gain on that one. Third down and a foot to go.
Yeah, good open field tackle there by Sawyer Cuthrell, stopping the receiver as soon as he caught the football.
Receiver wide to the right, and they hand it off to number 3. Excuse me, number 8, Brady Post. That is number 3. We do not have a number 3. We'll get to that one for you. And regardless, it's a first down, a gain of 2 yards, first and 10 from the 47-yard line.
Number 60, Jake Lawrence, hit him in the backfield but couldn't quite tackle him before he dragged him across the line of scrimmage.
Going on the trips right out the outside end. And it's going to be a pitch. This one hits the ground but bounces right into the hands of Terrence Dubes. He's out into Cassidy territory all the way down to the 45. It's going to be an 8-yard gain. Second down, 2 to go inside Cassidy territory off the right hash.
Tackler there, number 10, Jack Stern. And I tell you what, Lakers getting the first break of this game. That pitch was not near Terrence Dubes, but it hit a perfect bounce and bounced right into his lap, and he was able to keep his momentum going and make that into a positive gain.
Played on a beautiful 100 yards of pitch here tonight. Lakers going left to right across your radio, and they're going to pitch this one to the left to Dubes again. He has the first down to the 40-yard line, and they're going to drag him down close to right there. Actually just shy of the 40-yard line, according to the spot, has a first down, a 5-yard gain for Terrence Dubes, and the Lakers move the chains.
The junior Jake Lawrence makes the tackle.
10:08 left in the first quarter. No score. Lakers on their first drive of the night. Sending a receiver wide to the right. That is number 18, Brandon Wischlager. Dustin Cady in the pistol, rolling to his right, throws this one out for Seth Bowles. He brings it into the 34, and he gets down to the 31, where he's brought down by multiple red jerseys. Leading the attack, though, is number 11, Drew Loomis, the senior. And he's shy of the first down by a yard, a 9-yard reception for Lakers, airing it out with 9:40 left in the first.
So far, it's worked really well. Rollouts to a certain side of the field, and the tight end position rolls all the way across the field underneath the linebackers, and he's squeaked away ahead of them and has been open twice now already in this drive.
Receiver wide to the left, and we have a little bit of a dancing going on there on the front line. That's going to be an encroachment on Cass City. 5-yard penalty, number 51. Looks like he moved on that one. Josh Daniels on the right end. And it's going to be a 5-yard penalty, and the hard count worked there for Lakers, and it's an automatic first down because of yardage. Now first down at the 26-yard line for the green and white off the right hash.
Yeah, Daniels looking to get a head start and get in the backfield quickly, and a perfect call there for the hard count.
So the first penalty of the night goes against Cass City for 5 yards and coughs up a first down for the Lakers. Katie rolls to his left. He's going to keep this for himself. Cassidy reads it and brings him down to the backfield, way back at the 33-yard line. Sawyer Cuthrell, number 6, read that one from the corner position and came out of his tackle and brought down Dustin Katie for a loss of, I would say, about 5, 4, 6 yards on that one. And we have a flag also at the 30-yard line.
Oh, a heck of a football play there by Sawyer Cuthrell as he breaks through the Brandon Wushlager block and still gets in and makes a tackle on the quarterback who was running the football. An excellent play on defense there.
10-yard penalty on the hold against Lakers. So now both teams in the books with one penalty apiece. And we've got a first down and a country mile on here. First and a ways to go. The first down marker is way down at the 16-yard line, and they're at the 40. Dustin Katie rolling to his right to pass. It is complete. At the 35-yard line, to number 3, our man unknown still at this point. And it's still going to be second down in a ways to go. 19 yards before a first down at the Cass City 35.
Yeah, Jack Stern there in coverage makes a nice tackle, but not until the receiver had already caught the football.
Lakers looking to the sideline for the call here. 8 minutes, 10 seconds left. No score. Lakers still on their first drive. Chewing up already 4 minutes in this drive. Katie rolls to his left on the go. Has two lead blockers. He has to go backwards, Barry Sanders style. And Cassidy brings him down for yet another loss at the 42-yard line. It's going to be a 7-yard loss on that one. And Cassidy defense stepping up to the plate. And yet another stop when Lakers trying anything here.
Yeah, T.J. Moore making the stop for Cass City, but that's twice now the quarterback has taken a quarterback Florida Gator style play where the quarterback takes the football, the snap, and just instantly sprints towards one sideline or the other with lead blockers. Cass City all over that play so far in the first quarter.
A 7-yard loss on that one brings up third and more than a country mile. This one is going all the way down to Imlay City. Dustin Katie. To pass, it's complete to number 11 at the 25-yard line, and finally brought down at the 12-yard line. Brennan Wisner, the freshman, brings in the pass and gets the first down by 4 yards. He's brought down at the 12-yard line. First down, Lakers.
Oh, and the ultimate mistake on third and 26, Clark. The wide receiver, Wisner, gets behind the defense in an obvious throwing situation. Wisner actually had to stop and wait for that ball to get to him. He was so far behind the defensive backers. And then they missed two tackles. But fortunately, Sam Boots prevented the touchdown for now.
7 minutes remain in the red zone now at the 12-yard line. Handed off to Diaz Reyes. And he is stopped in the backfield for a loss of 2 yards. Back to the 15-yard line. The line of scrimmage is at the 13, actually. So Diaz Reyes' first carry for a loss of 2, now second and 12. That's the third tackle for a loss for Cass City.
And back-to-back tackles for number 55, Sam Boots.
Second and 12, 6:35 left in the first quarter. Lakers looking to the sideline for the call. Dustin Katie now looking, and he's going to call a timeout. They don't like something there. So Lakers takes their first time out of the first half, and so will we. 6:27 left in the first quarter. It's scoreless, but Lakers knocking on the door.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.